I love this song that we're going to do. It's Paula Cole wrote this song like back in the 90s. She was like so huge. But I love it. It's kind of like this awareness of like there's the me, that the kryptonite me, and then there's the divine I am. And I love that it's all in this song. So let's take a look. They are only stops along the highway. I am like the winter. I'm a dark, cold female with a golden ring of wisdom in a cave. It's me who is my enemy. It's me who beats me up. It's me who makes the monsters. It's me who strips my confidence. Oh, I am carrying my voice. I am carrying my heart. I am carrying my rhythm. Prayers that you can't kill my spirit. It's old and it is strong, and like the mountain I'll go on and on. But when my wings are folded, the brightly colored moth blends into the dirt, into the ground. It's me who is my enemy. It's me who beats me up. It's me who makes the monsters. It's me who strips my confidence. And it's me who's too weak. And it's me who's too shy. And it's me who's too shy to ask for the thing I love. I am over the water, and I'm scared as hell. But I know there's something better. Yes, I know there's something better. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
I got really caught up in that. Thank you. That was beautiful. That was powerful. That was incredible. Wow. Whew. So does this, any of this have you thinking yet? Because you know the question that's coming, don't you? What's your kryptonite? Mm-hmm. What is that thing? That thought, that fear, or habit that drains your spiritual power the moment you come near it? Can you name it? Can you identify it? Because here's the truth in unity language. We are each expressions of the Christ. Yes? Yes. Divine in potential, powerful beyond measure, but we so often forget it. Anybody besides me? That was rhetorical. I know you. And you know why? Because you're still on planet Earth, not Krypton. You're right here. And if you're right here, you're forgetting the truth. It's what brings us together on a Sunday. Otherwise, there'd be no reason. We could come together and eat and just do fellowship and party, and that would be good too. But here's the thing. When we forget, we give our power away to something outside of us. The trials of planet Earth and living on it. So here's the nature of spiritual power. In unity, we know there is only one presence and one power, good, omnipotent, right? Our first unity principle. Oh, good, thank you. But there's a shift there. It's not really God, the good, omnipotent. It's omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience. Because omnipotent is more of an adjective, making God into this anthropomorphic being. This God's not a human. God is, it's the one in you. Reminded often, right here at Unity, we hear it so much that it can become rote and kind of tune it out. But you are the light of the world, not someday, not when you fix yourself, not when you tweak whatever you think is wrong with you, but right now. You are a chip off the old block of all that is. Is that cool? Or is it too much pressure? Your spiritual power isn't something you earn. It's what you already are. But just like Superman, you gotta know what it is that weakens you. Because your spiritual strength, your faith, your are fixated on fear, resentment, or unworthiness. Sarah just sang about it. That was an incredible illustration of what I'm talking about here. It's about claiming and owning our power. So in other words, your kryptonite is anything that convinces you you're less than God created you to be. Your kryptonite is anything that convinces you that kryptonite is lining ourselves up different from us. We are uniquely the same, which is another clever way of saying that we are one and we are very different. But for some of us, it's fear. The kryptonite is fear. For others, it's control. For some, it's resentment. Holding on to an old story so tight that it's hard for you to open your hands to receive that new blessing that's just been waiting for you to open your hand to release. And it can even be comparison. That's a big one, comparison. Scrolling through social media, seeing someone else's joy, and you think, where's mine? Where's my joy? Look at all the pretty photoshopped images that only show one view through one peephole when you're only seeing this that someone is showing you. And all of a sudden, all your stuff comes up. Here comes the kryptonite. Whatever it is for you, kryptonite is sneaky. It doesn't announce itself. It disguises itself as just how things are. But the moment you believe that your power depends on something outside of you, another person, a job, a circumstance, you are handing over your cape. So the unity approach, Tony alluded to it earlier, we know the power of thought, mind and thought. Charles Fillmore said, thoughts are things, and they occupy space in your mind. So ask yourself, what kind of thoughts are you letting live rent-free in your head? Right now, today, are they energizing, loving, faith-filled? Or are they draining your light, convincing you that you're powerless or behind or not enough? There's a lot of pain that comes with that. Not enough. In unity, we practice the art of denial and affirmation. Denial gets shortchanged a lot. We affirm, we use the affirmations a lot more than we use the denials. And not denial as in pretending that something isn't happening, but denial as in refusing to give power to what is not true. So when kryptonite shows up, when fear or self-doubt whispers, you can't. Instead, we affirm God is my strength. I am centered in divine power. Yes, I can. Say it. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Say it again. Yes, I can. She's like, what are you talking about? And didn't you say that you had, I don't remember the specifics of it, but it was very synchronistic that she was, your kids a few years ago, will you come tell about it a little bit? Not to put you on the spot, but I know you're totally fine with that kind of thing.
And I teach drama at middle school. And it was fascinating with some of these kids. I mean, really creative. And I wish I could remember them
what
all.
Age
but
are
there
these
was
kids?
One. Like, that was my sixth grade. So they were like 10, 11.
Wow. Yeah, go ahead.
So there was one who said that their superpower would be to control the weather. And I was like, okay, so what would your kryptonite be? And she said, this one flower, and she went into this whole thing about this flower that was only found in this place, and and I was just like, okay. Like, it was so perfect. It was so detailed. And so anyways, I was explaining that to Britt, and he was like, oh my God, I love that. And I think he's going to make all you guys write superhero monologues. I'm not sure.
Well, now that you mention it, that wasn't in the plan. Thank you. Thanks for being willing to come, because I couldn't remember the specifics. I just remember going, oh my God, that's so cool. What a coincidence. And sometimes our kryptonite newsflash comes up in relationships. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Nervous laughter. And then they push them for sport. I bet some of you are thinking of someone right now. I bet somebody came to mind. But remember, no one can push a button that's not there. Unity teaches us, it reminds us about personal responsibility. This is practical work, practical practicing, practical spirituality here. The moment you say, they make me feel, whatever comes next, you have just handed your superpower right over to them. You have said, here, would you take this, please? And then as a good truth student of unity, you realize it, and then you start making you wrong for doing it. And down the rabbit hole you can go to find Alice. So the practice becomes reclaim your power by choosing how you respond. It's our reaction to things. Every good actor worth his salt knows that. It's not acting, it's reacting. Instead of reacting, or when you do, breathe. And sometimes the breath begins with the exhale. Breathe and affirm namaste or namaskar or the unity version, I behold the Christ. The Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. Just that one thing that we just did a shift. I have used that for decades from the first time I heard it back in the 90s. I went, I'm not even completely clear on what it means yet, but I know that if I go into a situation, say it's a subway car, and there's a bunch of ruckus going on that's scaring people, that one thing can just shift. It can help shift. It can help shift any situation. And this doesn't mean that you agree with them. It means you refuse to let their energy define your peace. So let's look at kryptonite and the collective. Let's expand beyond this idea of the personal. Because our world has its kryptonite also. Division, fear, cynicism, the belief that we are separate from one another. Anyone watch or read the news? Well, remember that news reports are prayer requests. News reports are prayer requests. Every time that we choose love, forgiveness, or understanding, we become a counterforce to that. Every act of kindness weakens the world's kryptonite. Every act of kindness weakens the world's kryptonite. Every prayer, every conscious breath strengthens the field of divine love on this planet. That is your superpower. Okay, hint. Tony said, prayer people, prayer people. Through prayer and the divine. Okay, very good. And our fifth unity principle is taking action, putting feet to our prayers, to our spiritual knowledge. We're not just attaining it to get a good grade on the test. It's keeping these tools on our beings, in our beings, in our consciousness. So how do we overcome kryptonite in daily life? I'm going to give you three steps. And the first is awareness, self-awareness. Notice when your energy drops, because that's your signal that something is not true, that something false has grabbed your attention when your energy starts to drop. And then affirm, affirmation, speak truth to it. There is only one power active in my life, God the good. So there. Simple but powerful reminders. Tonight, the cry is above its frequency. One of the scenes in the movie when I saw Superman was, it looked, you know, he gets out of whatever looks like there's stuff to him and put like a net all over him, and it started taking over and getting into his lungs, and he couldn't even see, and he went shh, and he went up so high that it dissipated the power of these, the ones that were trying to kill him. And I thought, that's the rising above. That's the literal rising above the frequency, because their frequency couldn't stand his more powerful frequency. And they had been defeating him up to that point. But remember, what you resist persists. Because we're putting focus on stuff. And what you rise above dissolves. Just like that image of Superman that I just did a pretty poor job of describing to you. Don't forget humor and our humanity. Even Superman had a disguise. Maybe he'll be at the party Saturday. I don't know. But the glasses, where no one could tell that Clark Kent was Superman. Oh, wait a minute. I heard something. This came to Leo. I'm going to ask you, Superman aficionado that you are. There was this subtle little line that just kind of slipped through in the movie, because I watched it again yesterday, that said something about those glasses have the power to block people from being able to recognize that he's Superman. Yeah? I had never heard that before. Was that something new? Was it? You are scaring me a little bit, Scott, but that's totally cool that you know all that. And you know, we take ourselves so seriously sometimes that we forget that joy is a spiritual power as well, don't we? Laugh often. You know, it's my favorite exercise. I like to remind you of that. And smile. Do you realize that it is smiling really can convince your mind that you are happy and your body, because it's all connected? So smile. That's a good song cue, isn't it? Smile. Just remember that joy is the antidote to almost every form of kryptonite. And as Scott was just schooling us, here's a Daily Planet news flash. You're not here to live small. You were never meant to live small. You were never meant to forget the truth of who you are. The Christ within you, your divine essence, is greater than any obstacle, any fear, any belief. And when you remember that, the kryptonite starts to lose its grip and you stand tall again, cape or no cape. Superman had to face his kryptonite to rediscover his strength. That's the bottom line, and we do too. But once he remembered who he was, there was nothing that could hold him down. It's part of the story. So right now, I invite you to step into that same remembering. Are you willing to let go? We know that sometimes we just need the willingness. Willing to let go of whatever is weakening your light. And being open to the divine power that's been there all along. The one that we forget about sometimes. Let's enter into meditation together. And I want to use what might be an old familiar song in this meditation. Let's take a breath. Release it. And do another deep breath. Sending that signal that you're going to a deeper place right now, and release it at your own pace. Let everything in your face soften. Shoulders drop. Feel your feet on the ground, as if you're standing in both worlds. One world, the ordinary, as the song lyric says, can you read my mind? Can you sense the quiet places inside yourself that long to be seen, known, loved? Can you feel the truth that beyond what others see, beyond the masks, the duties, the noise, there's a light in you that remembers how to fly? Do you know what it is you do to me? Each time you show kindness, each time you forgive, each time you rise again after being knocked down, you remind the world what strength really looks like. Not steel, not perfection, but compassion, courage, heart. You're a friend from another star. You are divine light in expression. We are all travelers from the same divine source, each carrying a spark of something infinite, each learning how to shine in a world that sometimes forgets the light. Here I am, like a kid at school. What a sacred mystery it is to be human. To love what we don't always understand. By trembling, yet still moving forward. The Christ in you can see right through me. There's nothing to hide. When we are truly seen, seen without judgment, we remember who we are. And when we allow others to see our own humanity, we give them permission to be real as well. You can fly, yes. You can. You were never meant to crawl through life, chained by fear or guilt or doubt. You were made to soar, lifted by love, guided by truth, anchored by grace. And if you need a friend, I'm here for you to fly to. Sometimes even Superman needs saving. Even the strongest among us need rest, need love, need connection. What is your kryptonite? The thing that weakens your light? Is it fear, shame, busyness? Just breathe it in and breathe it out. Acknowledge it. And all the light in you, just allow it to transform whatever this is into wisdom, compassion, and strength. Here we all are. Between us, you're not alone. You never were. Take one more breath and feel the strength within your softness. Feel the flight within your faith. You belong to the sky and to this earth, a bridge between the divine and the human. You belong to the sky and to this earth. A bridge between the divine and the human. And that is your true superpower.
Another star. Here I am, like a kid out of school, holding hands with a god or a fool. Will you look at me, quivering like a little girl shivering? You can see through me. Can you read my mind? Can you picture the
You're amazing.